This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Isn't it a sad fact of life that violence is everywhere? Not only is it in our music, on TV, at the movies, but more and more we are seeing violence on our streets, in our schools, in our home. It's a real sad fact of life today. There's violence among all age groups, teenagers right through, road rage, other things like this. And unfortunately, it might be something that you'll come face to face if you haven't already experienced it. It's unfortunate. But it is. So what do we mean by violence? What actually is violence? Well, it can be a shouting match with your parents if you're a young person, argument with your friend, or it can be abusive language with a teacher or even a fist fight between strangers. As I mentioned, road rage is a typical example of that. And in the worst case, violence can lead to physical abuse. There's injury or the use of weapons like knives and guns. Pretty scary stuff, isn't it? So while violence is something, unfortunately, that we may have to deal with, we may see it, what does God say to us? In fact, there's something quite clear in the Bible about violence, because this is what Jesus said, and you can read this in Matthew 5, 38 and 39. Jesus said, "You've heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, but I tell you," this is what Jesus said, "don't resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." Matthew 5, 38, 39. Now, it's really interesting teaching here, isn't it? In a world that's full of violence, can we remember the importance of learning how not to fight? How can we actually live in peace? How can we be the peacemakers that Jesus wants us to be? In fact, he calls us to be. There's a couple of guidelines, I think, that if you find yourself suddenly in the middle of a violent situation, and particularly if you're angry with someone, I think one of the best things you can do is walk away from that situation. Go somewhere and give yourself a few minutes to cool off before you can actually deal with that problem. You need to think clearly. Certainly, nothing productive can happen when you are in the heat of that moment. And once that anger is under control, I think it's a good thing to talk it out. And if you're dealing with someone in a particularly explosive situation, go back to that person and quietly, calmly talk things through. Think about how that other person might feel and try to look at the problem from his perspective. So it's helpful to remember that the problem belongs to you both, but you need to talk things out and hopefully find a solution. I think it's important, the idea of non-confrontational language. You know, there's nothing worse in personal relationships than accusations and harsh words. It doesn't help, does it? It just puts people off on the bad foot, makes them defensive, makes them angry. Being able to listen also is a very important thing. Once you've had your say, I think you need to let that other person have their say. And there could be stress, physical problems, emotional problems, all sorts of things that have actually caused that other person to be really angry with you and stepping into dangerous ground. Now, there's nothing wrong with the word compromise. You know, in this situation, try and find a solution to that problem that brings both of you in a situation to win. Perhaps you could agree to give up something so that a solution can be found. Now, sure, it may not be something that you're entirely happy with, but I can guarantee you'll be better off than you were in the first place when the confrontation started. Asking for help. Have someone to come in and perhaps try and look at this situation with you. And you might need to ask advice and find some sort of fair solution to the conflict. Also, what's wrong with apologizing? Saying you're sorry doesn't mean that you're admitting you're wrong. It just means that you feel badly about what happened on that particular day, that you're asking forgiveness for this situation. And in many ways, an apology is a great way to have the last word. But do you know that I think the best thing of all is to pray in that situation and ask God to help you keep hold of your own temper and to speak in the spirit of love. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 5, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." There's a reason that he said that. So in life, we need to deal in a non-violent way with people and to be called peacemakers. Well, Heavenly Father, we know that violence is not the way you want. You want people to live in harmony and love. Give us that spirit, a spirit of reconciliation. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.